Hello, good evening. Is Lucy there?
You got her.
Well, maybe I can speak with you then. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Yes.
May I ask your race?
I'm sorry?
Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American?
I'm white.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied?
No, not satisfied at all.
Are you dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Joe Biden.
0.
Okay. How about Moms for Liberty?
Don't know anything about them.
Okay. How about the National Education Association?
Don't know anything about them.
Thank you. And how about the Donald Trump?
I gave him 100.
Okay. Thank you. About the U.S. Department of Education?
50.
Thank you so much. And how about the woke culture or woke ISM?
I don't know anything about them.
Okay, thank you. How about the charter schools?
Don't know that much about them.
Okay. How about public school teachers?
Twenty.
Thank you. How about public schools?
10.
Thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. And would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Worse.
Thank you. And now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, develop social skills. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
5.
How about compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
5.
Thank you. How about next one, grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
5.
Thank you. About develop critical thinking skills.
5.
Next one, be ready for higher education like college.
5.
And last one, understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
4.
Thank you so much. And will you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
About fine.
Thank you. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot? A little? Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you. And we're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time and for your patience. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Mainly about politics.
But do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree.
And do you disagree somewhat or strongly?
I'm sorry?
And would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Would that be a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. First one, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And last one, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. First one, giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, somewhat support. Perfect.
Support, okay.
Thank you. Next one, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum.
Somewhat.
Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Next one, make it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
I'm losing you. So we'll just call it squeeze right now, okay? Thank you.
We would love to continue, ma'am. With this interview, we're almost done. (Clears throat)